Has Flown by Jack Higgins. Dramatised for radio by Peter Mackey, with Frank Grimes as Liam Devlin and Michael Fitzgerald as Kurt Steiner. The Eagle Has Flown.
In 1975, I wrote a novel called The Eagle Has Landed. It was based on the documented historical fact that in 1943, a group of German paratroopers came to England to kidnap or kill Winston Churchill. They failed, of course, and died in the attempt. But my research revealed that although the British military authorities tried to remove all traces of the incident, they also failed, and on two counts. One, that the paratroopers' bodies were buried in an unmarked mass grave in a remote Norfolk village cemetery. Two, that many of the inhabitants of that same village had come to regard the leader of those men, Lieutenant Colonel Kurt Steiner, as a humane and courageous man. I thought that was the end of the story. In 1976, however, I received an unconfirmed report that Steiner had not been killed in Norfolk, but taken prisoner and subsequently involved in another assassination attempt, this time in Adolf Hitler. The man who would know the whole truth was Liam Devlin, philosopher, poet, IRA gunman. To contact him, I had to go to Belfast, the Church of the Holy Name, just off the Falls Road, and, as instructed, made my way to the darkness of the confessional box.
Yes?
Bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
Yes, certainly have me, old son.
Now I can see you better. You're looking well. All that success and money.
You don't look so bad yourself, Liam.
Now that's certainly worth drinking to. There should be a bottle here somewhere.
You seem to be quite at home here.
Ah, Father Murphy.
He looks the other way.
Totally blind in one eye when it suits him.
Liam, you never cease to amaze me.
Ah, here it is.
You've been on the British Army's most wanted list for the last 5 years, and yet you still have the nerve to sit here in the middle of Belfast in a borrowed cassock.
Oh, well, a man has to have some fun. Here's to you, me old son.
And to you, Liam.
So, to what do I owe the pleasure?
Does Brigadier Munro mean anything to you?
Now, that's a name I haven't heard in many a long year.
Schellenberg?
Walter Schellenberg. There was a man for you. General at 30.
Kurt Steiner. According to everyone, including you, Liam, he died trying to shoot Churchill in Norfolk.
I was always a terrible liar. So what's all this about?
The truth.
So it's back to the confessional.
Liam, I've been given some of the facts. I don't want to have to make up the rest. Sounds like a lively night.
It will be. Safer off the street at the moment. So, you think you've got the makings of a good story?
Possibly.
And you'd like to hear the rest?
Yes.
Why not? It'll keep me out of mischief for a while. Let's see now. It seems so long ago. Let me think. Where's the best place to start?
Yes?
Captain Carter to see you, Brigadier.
Ah, send him in. And see if you can't rustle up some tea, quick as you can.
Very good, sir.
Come and sit by the fire, Tom. You look half frozen.
Oh, thank you, sir. It's been a long day.
Norfolk?
It was fine, if you like winter sports.
So I've been stuck here in London while you've been out enjoying yourself in the snow.
I wouldn't put it quite like that, sir.
Perhaps not. Still, I presume those German paratroopers have now been taken care of.
All present and correct, and buried in a common grave.
No marker, of course.
Not yet.
What's that supposed to mean?
They're a funny lot, those villagers. They actually seem to think quite highly of Steiner.
How's that?
Save the lives of two of the children there.
Even the enemy can be human when it suits him.
Yeah, I don't think he did on this occasion. In fact, it probably caused the failure of the entire operation.
Doesn't alter the fact that they came here to kill Churchill. Where's Steiner now?
RAF hospital just outside Norwich. Under guard, of course. I've got him down as a Luftwaffe pilot. Shouldn't be any problem there.
Mm, what sort of conditions, Ian?
Well, not too bad, considering. Got one in the right shoulder, nothing serious. Second was a heart shot, but it turned on the breastbone. I've had a word with the surgeon. Should be able to move him before the week's out. All in all, he's come out of it quite well.
I don't suppose Himmler's too pleased with the result, though. Especially with Canaris watching his every move. No Churchill and no pat on the head from his master for a job well done.
I doubt if Uncle Heine will want to advertise this one.
We don't exactly want it on the front pages either. German paratroopers try to grab Prime Minister in English country village. Wouldn't help the war effort, would it? Tell me, Tom, what's the name of that IRA man who was with them?
Devlin.
Yes, Devlin. Do we know where he is?
Lisbon. Probably trying to make his way to the States. Unfortunately, all we can do is keep an eye on him.
Mm. Be a shame if we lost him.
I don't see how we can avoid it.
Yes, but... just suppose... I mean, what if we could persuade Devlin to come to London?
I think you'd find he might just be able to turn down the invitation.
Yes, possibly, but... what if the bait was so attractive that another interested party saw fit to persuade him otherwise?
Sir?
It could work. Right, Tom. The moment Steiner's fit enough to travel, I want him brought up to London. Put him in the Tower till we can arrange a suitable safe house.
Right, sir.
The trade attaché at the Spanish Embassy... what's his name?
José Vargas. Yes. Well, we haven't used him for some time.
No, but German intelligence... they're still convinced he's on their side.
Oh, yes. Well, he works through his cousin at the Spanish Embassy in Berlin.
Excellent. Tell him to pass the word to Berlin that we've got Steiner. And he's to make sure that both Himmler and Canaris get the information. That should stir things up a bit.
Don't mind my asking, sir, but just exactly what are you planning?
I'm planning a surprise for Mr. Devlin, Tom. And I have an idea that Herr Himmler, your Uncle Heine, the great Reichsfuhrer himself... is going to want to plan it with me.
I expected you over an hour ago.
I came the moment I received your message, Reichsführer. In what way can I serve you?
You and I, General Schellenberg, are bound by a common brotherhood, the SS. We are sworn to protect the Führer, and yet he is constantly threatened by the treachery of his own generals.
There is no direct proof, Reichsführer.
Von Falkenhausen? Stief Admiral Wilhelm Canaris, even Rommel himself, the people's hero. Does this surprise you?
What can I say, Reichsführer?
I'll have my proof before I'm done. They have a date with the hangman, all of them. But this is not why I sent for you. Have you ever had dealings with an agent called Vargas?
I know of him. He has only been used occasionally.
He has a cousin... who is the commercial attaché at the Spanish Embassy here in Berlin. I'm told they are prepared to use the diplomatic bag on our behalf.
So I understand, Reichsführer.
Good. Tell me what you know about Operation Eagle, General Schellenberg.
I have read the file.
What it will not have told you is that although the idea of kidnapping Winston Churchill was suggested by the Führer, it was more a flight of fancy than anything else. Also, that Admiral Canaris could not be relied on to do anything about it. That is why I personally put the plan into operation.
So the Führer knew nothing of the affair?
Or how it ended. And who would wish to report a failure to the Führer unless it could be accompanied by an outstanding success? Which brings me to this report. Read it. It comes from Vargas in London.
Kurt Stein is still alive.
And in the Tower of London. Well?
Well, I should imagine they'll move him to a safe house, just as they did with Hess.
Anything else?
Only that the British will keep quiet about the fact that he's in their hands.
Why do you say that?
Operation Eagle almost succeeded. If the British people were to find out that German paratroopers had landed on their soil, it would be very bad for their morale.
Quite. Now, the Irishman...
Devlin.
A thoroughly obnoxious man. But you know what the Irish are like, Schellenberg. Everything a joke.
All the reports indicate that he seems to know his business.
I agree. Devlin is now in Lisbon, playing piano in a bar, I believe. You'll find the details there. Apparently he is trying to get to America.
So, what do you wish me to do, Reichsführer?
Fly to Lisbon tomorrow and bring Devlin back to Berlin as soon as possible. He shouldn't prove too difficult. He's the sort that will do anything for money. I would authorise payment of up to £30,000.
Forgive me, Reichsführer, but why?
I should have thought that was obvious. He is to rescue Steiner. The man is a hero of the Reich. We can't leave him in British hands.
Of course not, Reichsführer.
I have every confidence in you, General Schellenberg. Report to me as soon as you get back from Lisbon.
Reichsführer.
Was there something else, General?
You want me to go to Lisbon tomorrow, Reichsführer. May I remind you that it is Christmas Eve?
What on earth has that got to do with anything?
Reichsführer.
No, wait. In 4 weeks' time, the Führer flies to the Chateau Belle-Île on the Normandy coast to discuss the Atlantic Wall defences with Field Marshal Rommel. I have the honour of organising the Führer's personal safety.
But the urgency of the Steiner affair, Reichsführer, I don't understand.
I intend to introduce Steiner to the Führer. A daring plot, near victory, a dramatic escape, a great coup for the SS. A difficult time for Admiral Canaris, who will also be at the meeting. That is all you need to know.
But, Reichsführer, what if Devlin doesn't wish to take part in all this?
The situation will not arise. Have a pleasant flight, General. Please join me now, Sturmbannführer.
Reichsführer.
Come and sit down. Well, Berger, now that you have met General Walter Schellenberg, what do you make of him?
His record is outstanding, Reichsführer.
Which is why I have sent him to Lisbon. I have not the slightest doubt that he will succeed with Devlin. Unfortunately, Berger, there are those who are more concerned with people than ideas. They become too sentimental. I do not think you are one of them.
No, Reichsführer.
Unfortunately, General Schellenberg is.
Are you doubting his loyalty, Reichsführer?
He is a highly intelligent man, a man whom it would be foolish to underrate. But I have certain reservations with regard to his party loyalty, which is why you are going to keep an eye on him for me, Berger.
Reichsführer.
On the table, in the far corner of the room... Oh, no, don't turn round yet. On the table is a decanter and two small glasses. The right one has a small chip and should be destroyed. I'm told you're an excellent shot with a pistol. Please show me. Now. I have obviously made the right choice, Sturmbannführer. Now, we must put all our energies into our preparation for Belle-Île.
Lazybones.
You've got it, friend.
The Führer banned that song. He thought it discouraged hard work.
No humour, that man.
Al Boley is my favourite.
Was your favourite? Killed in the London Blitz. He would never go down the cellars like everyone else when the siren went. Found him dead in bed. From the bomb blast.
Unfortunate.
That depends which side you're on.
You're a man of many talents, Mr. Devlin.
A passable barroom piano, that's all. Fruits of a misspent youth. Thanks for the refill. Anyway, who might you be, Elson?
Schellenberg. Walter Schellenberg. You may have heard of me.
I certainly have. I lived long enough in Berlin for that. What brings you to this part of the world?
You do, Mr. Devlin.
Well, now, if it's about that missing library book, I can explain everything.
We have decided to overlook that.
Appreciated. So who's imagine? Himmler.
Jesus.
No, we're not into that old sod again. Last time I saw him, he didn't exactly approve of me.
He needs you now.
For what?
To go to England, Mr. Devlin, to London, to be more precise.
No, thanks. I've worked for German intelligence twice in this war. The first time in Ireland, where I nearly got my head blown off. And the second time
in Norfolk, where you just managed to get out in time, leaving Kurt Steiner behind.
So you know about that?
Operation Eagle? Oh, yes.
A good man, the Colonel. Not much of a Nazi, of course. But then I've heard the odd rumor that you don't get full marks on that score either.
Really?
Showing sympathy to those terrible Jewish people just won't do, you know.
Perhaps you shouldn't believe everything you hear.
I don't. I'm my own man, General.
Do you know what happened to Steiner?
He tried to get Churchill. They got him instead.
Two things wrong with that. One, it wasn't Churchill. It was his double, some music hall actor.
And two?
Kurt Steiner didn't die. He's alive and well and at present in the Tower of London. Which is why I want you to go to England and get him back to the Reich.
If you don't mind, General, I'd like to go outside. It's getting a bit close in here.
Ah, there's nothing quite as beautiful as looking down on the lights of a city. Unless you're about to jump on them from 20,000 feet. General, you've lost the war. Why do you keep trying?
We all have to do the best we can until the damn thing is over. It's difficult to jump off the merry-go-round once it's in motion.
Is that why they keep trying to bump off your leader? I hear they have another go at Rastenburg.
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
I've never condoned the idea of assassinating the Führer.
Why would that be?
Well, thanks to his stupidity, Stalingrad cost us more than 300,000 dead. 91,000 taken prisoner, including 24 generals. The greatest defeat we've ever known. One balls up after another, thanks to the Führer. The truth is, my friend, his continued existence actually shortens the war for us.
Steiner said it was just a game we were all playing.
He was right. Well, will you go and get him for us?
Oh, what's in it for me?
Money.
That might not be enough.
£25,000, Mr. Devlin. Paid anywhere you wish.
Tell me, why are you going to all this trouble? What do you want him for?
In just under 4 weeks' time, there's a meeting in France. The Führer, Rommel, Canaris, and Himmler. The Reichsführer wants to produce Steiner as a hero of the Reich, making sure, of course, that the Führer knows it was the SS who organized his escape.
Just to make Canaris look bad. What a crew. I don't care much for any of them. But Kurt Steiner's another thing. A great man, that one. But the bloody Tower of London.
They won't keep him there. My guess is he'll be moved to one of their safe houses.
How will you find out?
We have an agent in the Spanish Embassy in London.
Are you sure he's not an agent with a foot in both camps?
Pretty sure. £30,000 and a plan that will work. I'm good at my job, Mr. Devlin.
So I've heard. I'll think about it.
We haven't got much time.
Yeah, neither have I. It's Christmas. And I've promised to go up country to see a friend of mine. I'll be back in 3 days.
Mr. Devlin,
if you want me, you'll have to wait. Come on now, Walter. Christmas in Lisbon. Lights, music, pretty girls. There's a blackout in Berlin right now, and I'll bet it's snowing. Which would you rather have?
You're right. Let's have a drink on it. To our English enterprise?
Holy mother of God. That's how the Spanish Armada was described. Look what happened to that lot.
Then to ourselves, Mr. Devlin. I will drink to you, and you will drink to me.
That's more like it. Sláinte. May your shadow never grow less.
I hope this is urgent, Tom. I'm due for Christmas lunch at the Garrick.
I thought you'd want to know about this, sir. We had a message from Lisbon this morning.
About Devlin?
Yes. It seems that last night he was seen in the company of none other than General Schellenberg.
Well, well. So they've roped in good old Walter to handle this one.
Sir?
The first piece of the jigsaw, Tom. Top SS general hobnobbing with the very man who almost made a success out of Operation Eagle. What do you make of that?
They want to use Devlin again?
And why?
Well, must be to get Steiner back.
Exactly. I think it's time we used Vargas as a messenger boy again. Tell him to leave it for a few days. Then he's to notify that cousin of his in Berlin that we're moving Steiner to a safe house. Question is, which one?
Are you saying you want to encourage them to try and rescue Steiner?
Why not? We'd not only bag Devlin, but any contacts he'd have. He couldn't work alone. All sorts of possibilities to this one, and the beauty of it is, we're in control. We let Devlin know when the time is right for him to come to London. And when he does...
Now, how about putting Steiner in the cage at Wandsworth? Quite a few German agents have been held there.
That's not quite what we're looking for.
Mitred Place, then. They turned that into a miniature fortress for Hess.
So much so he tried to kill himself by jumping from a balcony. No, that's no good.
There's always the London cage, of course. Although that's mostly used for prisoners of war.
That place in Wapping. St. Mary's Priory, isn't it?
But that's a hospice. Little Sisters of Pity, something like that. As far as I know, all they look after are terminal cases.
No, but they also take care of breakdowns. RAF pilots who've cracked up, that sort of thing. And don't forget that Abwehr agent, the one that was shot when Special Branch picked him up. That's perfect, Tom. Secure, but not obviously so. Yes, I think the Priory would do very nicely.
I'll make the arrangements, sir.
I'll be off then. Oh, just a thought, Tom. I don't suppose you know if Steiner gets some sort of Christmas dinner.
I really couldn't say, sir.
Be a pity if he didn't. See what you can do, would you?
I expected you in Berlin sooner, Herr Devlin.
Your railway system was having trouble with the RAF.
It can hardly have taken you 6 days to travel from Lisbon.
Well, there was a little matter of...
General, you seem to have wasted an inordinate amount of time so far.
We still have 3 weeks, Reichsführer.
That has nothing to do with it. When I give an order, I expect it to be carried out immediately.
The general did a fine job. It was me who had plans for Christmas, you see.
Very well. So, you think this thing can be done? You believe you could get Steiner out?
Depends on the plan. But anything's possible.
It would be a remarkable coup for all of us.
That's as may be. It's getting back in one piece that worries me. I only just made it last time.
You were well paid then, and I would remind you that you're being well paid this time.
That's a fact. And as Oscar said, I can resist everything except temptation.
Can't you take anything seriously, you Irish?
When I last had the pleasure of meeting Your Honour, I gave you the answer to that one. It's the rain.
Get him out of here. And don't waste any more time, General. I expect regular progress reports.
Reichsführer.
A good day to you,
sir.
General?
Sturmbannführer.
Come in, Berger. Shut the door.
Who's the blue-eyed boy, then?
Sturmbannführer Berger.
He must be well in with the boss, man. There can't be many as can march into the presence without knocking first.
Yes, I do believe he is well in.
So, Walter, where do we go from here?
To my office. I think it's time we got down to some serious planning.
You wanted to see the plan of the Chateau de Belle Isle, Reichsführer.
Ah, yes. Put it here. Good. Yes, very good. You will be in sole charge, Berger. How many men will you need?
25. 30 at the most.
You have been to the chateau?
Yesterday, Reichsführer.
Who is there at the moment?
Just the caretaker and his wife. I have informed them that we're taking over the place in the near future. But not why, naturally.
Excellent. Well, no need to go there again for a couple of weeks. In fact, wait as long as possible before you take your men over. You know what this so-called French resistance is like. Terrorists, all of them. After all, the Führer will be our direct responsibility. A sacred responsibility.
Of course, Reichsführer.
Good. We seem to understand each other, Berger.
You have photographs of the chateau?
Yes, Reichsführer.
Show them to me.
So, they've taken him to dear old Wapping, have they?
That was the latest message.
Your man in London, this Vargas. He must be good.
He always has been in the past.
A bit too good, perhaps?
His Berlin contact, his cousin, has been thoroughly vetted.
No, I don't doubt it. But what if Vargas is something else?
What are you trying to tell me?
Well, let's look at it from an intelligence point of view, a British intelligence. Now, whoever drops in is going to need friends in London, some sort of organisation. If I was in charge of the Brit side, I'd pay out a little rope to get things started, then arrest everyone in sight. Now, that really would be a coup.
You're having second thoughts, then?
Not at all. What I'm saying is that if I do go, it'll be when I'm ready. Not when they're ready for me. Oh, no. Tactics, General. Just like chess. You've got to think three moves ahead.
Mr. Devlin, you're a remarkable man.
A genius on my good days.
So, what do you want exactly?
A new identity, a passport to go with it, £5,000, and none of your forgeries, mind. A good plane, an even better pilot, and, of course, a plan of St. Mary's Priory. Now, how long will it take to get that lot together?
Your passport and cash will be ready this evening. Regrettably, the plane and pilot will not be available until tomorrow afternoon.
I do believe that's checkmate.
It's past the time while we were waiting for you to get here from Lisbon.
You know, General, for one of Himmler's men, you're quite bright.
I shall take that as a compliment, Mr. Devlin.
You should.
Now, shall we see what St. Mary's Priory might possibly have in store for you?
What do you think, Mr. Devlin? I'd rather you ask the person who's got to fly it. He'll be here in a minute. It's a Westland Lysander. Maximum speed of 230 at 10,000 feet. Short landing and takeoff. Only needs 240 yards fully loaded.
They'll be ready in time.
They'll work all night if they have to. Ah, here he is. Mr. Devlin, may I present Hauptsturmführer Born.
I've been really looking forward to meeting you, buddy.
And how in the name of Jesus did you get here with an accent like that?
How about I buy you a drink? Too much noise out here.
Oh, you're my man. Lead the way, if that's all right with you, General.
Oh, an excellent idea.
Now, General, you're a man after my own heart.
A few months after they made me a lieutenant in their air force, the Finns turned tail and joined forces with the Germans. So I thought, okay, time to go home. The Third Reich were crying out for pilots. That's when they laid it on the line. Fly for them, or
Don't worry about the general here. He's not all bad.
Or go to a concentration camp.
Not much of a choice.
It could have turned out worse. They put me on special duties. Courier service, Russian front. I've been ferrying high-ranking officers around ever since.
You have performed a valuable service.
Yep, probably.
Do your passengers not mind the stars and stripes on your sleeve?
George Washington Legion. Very exclusive German unit. Just me and about a half a dozen others.
So, Hauptsturmführer, what do you think of this little outing of ours?
Mind if I ask a question? Why me?
They say you can fly anything, anywhere.
When I was, shall we say, inducted into the SS, the deal was that I only operate against the Russians. It was made perfectly clear that I wouldn't be asked to do anything that could be detrimental to my country's cause.
What a load of cobblers.
I'm afraid he's right. That argument wouldn't get you far with the Reichsführer.
No, I guess not.
Anyway, you've no problem because you've no choice. Say no and they'd throw you out at 30,000 feet without a parachute.
Sure, but I'm caught in England in this uniform and I get the fastest court-martial in American history. And plus a firing squad.
No, you won't, me old son. They'll hang you. So, haven't taken the job. Do you reckon you can make it?
Yeah, no reason why not. I need to mug up on the English Channel approach, of course. Take off from Cherney, that's near the Belle Isle place you mentioned. Mm-hmm. Stay over the water for most of the trip. And then, well, that depends on what you've got for landing strip. And the weather, of course.
Usually bad at this time of year.
Yeah, and the strip.
My people are investigating that now. In fact, I'd better get back and see how they're getting on. If you will excuse me, gentlemen.
I'll stop by this afternoon, General. There's still a lot to go through.
Of course. Hauptsturmführer?
See you around. Seems a decent sort of guy.
He's been working on it.
You think this thing can work?
Anything will. As long as the engine keeps ticking over.
You know, I keep asking myself what the hell I'm doing here. And you understand that. I just didn't seem to have any choice. Don't know when it comes right down to it.
Of course you do. You go through with this job, then you fly your plane back to England, give yourself up.
And what good would that do? They'd never believe me. Come to think of it, they never will.
Then you better hope Adolf wins the war.
Sister Maria! You shouldn't be doing that.
There is no good reason I know why the Mother Superior should not get down on her hands and knees, especially when the floor is dirty.
You're too hard on yourself.
Not hard enough, Father Martin. My greatest weakness is a sin of pride. Scrubbing floors serves as an excellent reminder of that. But I'm glad to see you, Father. They've given us a German prisoner of war again.
Really?
A Luftwaffe officer. He was wounded, but well on the road to recovery.
And his name?
Colonel Kurt Steiner, though I haven't met him yet.
I suppose he'll be overrun by military police again.
Oh, only half a dozen so far, not too bad. Excuse me. Is everything satisfactory, Captain Carter?
It is, sister, and thank you. We'll try to inconvenience you as little as possible.
Oh, there's no inconvenience. This is Father Martin, by the way, our priest.
Captain? Father. Well, must be off now, sister. I'll be sending over a doctor later, just to check him over.
Perhaps it is not made clear to you that I am a doctor. Whatever Colonel Steiner's requirements are, I'm sure we can take care of them. In fact, now that you're finished, the father and I will go and make sure he's settled in properly.
Well, actually, sister, I'm not too sure about that.
Captain Carter, let me remind you that this priory, of which I am in charge, is not only a house of God. It is a place where we attend to the sick and the dying. Colonel Steiner may well need my attention, and as I understand he's a Roman Catholic, he may also need the ministrations of Father Martin here.
Yes. Well, I'll have to speak to the Brigadier about that.
There's a telephone in my office.
Back sooner than I thought, Benson.
Sir?
Sister
Maria.
And Father Martin, they are to have access to the prisoner whenever they require it. Brigadier's orders.
Very good, sir.
We'll talk to the prisoner now. We'll open up, then.
Yes, of course, sir.
God help us, you're
guarding this man.
It is an old building, Father. We have to be careful.
Yes, I understand that, but every door locked. Every locked door guarded.
Colonel Steiner, this is the Mother Superior, Sister Maria Palmer.
You are welcome here, Colonel Steiner.
Thank you, sister. And Father Martin.
I'm very pleased to meet you, Colonel.
Father.
Colonel, I think it would be for the best if you came down to the dispensary tomorrow for a thorough check.
Is that right, sir?
For goodness sake. Bring him down yourself, Lieutenant. Surround him with all your men. Take away his boots. Put the handcuffs on him. But if he's not in the dispensary by 10 o'clock, we'll have words.
You'd better make sure he's there on time, Benson.
Right, sir.
I'd like a word with the Colonel in private, if you don't mind.
Of course, Father. I'll be outside if you need me.
Sister Maria tells me that you were wounded.
Yes.
Was it very bad?
They tell me I'm lucky to be alive.
But you've no pain now.
No, no, Father, not now.
But I feel there's something troubling you. I can see it in your face. When were you last at Mass?
I really can't remember. But the war, Father, it tends to get in the way.
So, no confession either? Then it's been a while since you were able to ease the burden of your sins.
I'm afraid so. Look, I know you mean well, Father.
Good heavens, man. I'm not concerned with you and me. I'm interested only in you and God. I pray for you, my son, and I visit every day.
I'd appreciate that. Really.
The moment you feel the need for confession and the Mass, you just tell me and I'll arrange for you to join us in the chapel.
I rather think Lieutenant Benson would insist on coming with me.
Now, wouldn't that do his immortal soul some good, too?
So, what's the verdict?
You look 10 years older, Mr. Devlin.
Your people did a good job on the hair. And it's Conlon from now on. Major or father, even. Harry Conlon, chaplain to His Majesty's Armed Forces, on extended leave after being wounded during the Allied invasion of Sicily.
Yes, I like that.
Then the pain was worth it.
By the way, I have some good news for you.
Uncle Heine's had a heart attack.
The airstrip we've been looking for. Somewhere in Kent, you said? I think we've found it.
Tell me more.
Shaw Place. Large country house with extensive grounds and several large fields. Only 45 miles from London, and yet, conveniently for us, right in the middle of nowhere.
Sounds perfect. Do we hire it by the day?
It was on our list of right-wing sympathisers, owned by Sir Maxwell Shaw. Lives there with his sister Lavinia. No servants.
And well-disposed to any passing German spy?
Very much so. They're members of the British fascist movement.
Oh, you don't come more highly recommended than that.
Deep cover agents, both of them. Recruited before the war, given a radio, and told to wait for the inevitable invasion.
When were they last contacted?
37.
Do you think they might have got tired of waiting by now?
They could be dead.
I'll take a chance on that. What's their code name?
Falcon.
How do I identify myself?
You say, does the Falcon still wait? It is now time to strike.
All right. Unless you hear from me to the contrary, sure place it is.
You still want to go via Ireland?
Can't beat it, old son. The border's no problem at night. Milk train to Belfast, ferry to Stranraer. I'll be in London before you can say Adolf Hitler's got bad breath.
Do you have a contact in London?
If he's still alive.
Who is it?
I'll keep the name to myself, if you don't mind.
Not at all. So, when will you leave?
As soon as it gets dark.
You're that keen to get on with it?
I'm that keen to get it over with, General.
And I wish you luck, my friend.
I appreciate the sentiment. But we already hold the best cards, General. Just make sure you play them right from this end.
All of us at the window.
It passes the time.
Time.
There's a large ship going downriver. Amazing how active things are out there. Even at night.
Especially at night with the war.
I sometimes sit and look out for hours on end.
I can understand that. It must be so difficult for you. Still, I must be going now. I have a midnight mass.
Don't you ever stop, Father.
There's always someone who needs me.
Yes, of course.
It won't last forever. You'll go home again one day.
Perhaps. I could have been home now, you know. At least I could be in Germany.
How would that be?
They wanted me to work for them. The British. Thought I would jump at the chance because of what the Nazis did to my father.
What was that?
He was a good German. A general who had the respect of his men and fought for what he believed in. And because of that, they put a length of Vienna wire round his neck and hang him from a hook in the ceiling. I couldn't work for them, Father. And I can't work for the British. I'm a German. I believe in my country too. Even though there are people there. Why? Father, why must things be as they are?
You must have faith, my son.
I'm not sure I know what that is anymore.
I'll stop by and see you tomorrow.
Good night, Father.
Thank you, sir. Looks as if we're in for a long night, Tom.
The invasion, sir?
Yes, they've made their decision. Normandy.
I thought it might be.
Let's just hope the Führer still believes it's the Pas-de-Calais.
Yeah.
But to business. Mm. Eisenhower wants a report on the strength of the French resistance units in the general area, and he wants it by the morning.
Ah, well, there goes my beauty sleep.
Anything else been happening?
Not that I can... Oh, yes, sir. Vargas gave me a call.
Oh, what did he want?
Another message from his cousin in Berlin. Could he send as much information as possible about St. Mary's Hospice?
They've bitten.
Yeah. Well, do we give them something else to chew on?
I think so. Mind you, it'll have to be something pretty close to the truth. All right, Tom. See what you can cook up in the next day or so and pass it on to Vargas. But for the moment, we've got more important things to take care of.
Right, sir. I'll go and see if I can organise some tea and sandwiches.
Good man.
Good day to you, Colleen.
What do you want?
It's Michael Ryan I'm after. This is his boat, isn't it?
He's not back from his night shift. On the cabs. 10 till 10.
Oh, I see. Another hour and a half, then.
I don't think I've seen you before.
Not surprising. Me just over from Ireland.
You know Uncle Michael, then?
Oh, yes. Old friends from way back. The name's Conlon. Father Harry Conlon.
Oh, I'm sorry. Would you like to come aboard and wait, Father?
I don't think so. I'll take a walk and I'll come back later. Could I leave my suitcase, though?
Of course.
Would you happen to know St. Mary's Priory?
It's near St. James's Stairs on the river, about a mile from here.
Ah. And who would be the Father Confessor there now?
How should I know that?
Don't tell me you don't go to Mass, child.
Try Father Martin at St. Patrick's. It could be him.
For the meal, Margaret.
I trust this is important, Schellenberg. I am rather busy.
Operation Falcon, Reichsführer. I've just had confirmation from La Ville. Devlin parachuted into Southern Ireland yesterday evening.
Really? We've moved fast. My congratulations.
Of course, none of this guarantees success, Reichsführer. The whole business is one of risk. Especially in London.
I have every confidence in you, General. And even a little in the Irishman.
Thank you, Reichsführer.
By the way, there's been a change in our plans. The Führer's conference at Belle-Île will now take place on the 15th.
But, Reichsführer, that only gives us a week.
We are in the Führer's hands. It is not for us to query his decisions. I know you'll do your best. Carry on, General.
Reichsführer. For God's sake, what's the bastard playing at?
So you've been in it from the beginning, Major Conlon.
That's right, Father. November 39, I got my call.
You wear the military cross?
The Sicilian landings.
Was it bad?
Bad enough. Just as bad for you, though. The Blitz, I mean, being so close to the docks.
Oh, it certainly doesn't get any easier. I'm on my own here these days.
The family I'm staying with, they said you were Father Confessor at the hospice near here, St. Mary's Priory, is it?
That's right.
That must give you a lot of extra work, Father.
We all have to do our bits. In fact, I have to start my rounds there in just a few minutes.
And here's me on sick leave, with time on my hands, and you carrying all this burden alone. Maybe I could give you a hand, at least to hear a few confessions for you.
Oh, thank you, Major. That's extraordinarily kind of you. I really would appreciate that.
Yeah, and I'd love to see something of your work at the Priory.
Well, as I said, it's only a few minutes from here. But would you like to come with me now?
It will be a privilege, Father. It's a beautiful chapel.
Yes, we like to think so.
The stonework. It's in surprisingly good condition, despite the damp. That's from being so close to the river, I suppose.
I'm afraid so. The crypt has been flooded for years, but regrettably there's no money available to put it right.
The door in the corner there, would that be the crypt?
Yes, but no one goes down there anymore.
Do you mind if I take a look?
Oh, whatever for?
Curiosity. I once saw a church in France with the same trouble. If it hasn't rotted too much, it can be repaired.
Well, do be careful, it's so gloomy in that corner.
I'm fine, Father. Which is more than I can say for this bolt.
Oh, I doubt if it's been opened in years.
That's got it.
I don't think there's even a light.
That's all right. I've got my own. Certainly not much you can do here. Oh, shit. Except get your feet wet. That's what I get for being so curious.
Oh, please make sure you voted again. We don't want anyone going in there by mistake.
Don't worry, Father. I'll fix the bolt.
There you are, Father Marshall.
Oh, Sister Maria, good morning. I did look in you when we arrived, but you weren't there. And this is Father Major Conlon. I've been showing him the chapel, and he's going to accompany me on my rounds.
Good day to you, Major.
A pleasure, Sister.
Major Conlon was wounded in Sicily.
Have they given you a London posting?
I'm still on sick leave. I met Father Martin at his church.
And he's been kind enough to offer to help me out. He had a few confessions and so on.
Splendid. You need the rest. Well, fathers, shall we do the rounds together? Good morning, Colonel, and how are we today?
Oh, fine, thank you, Sister.
I'm sorry I couldn't see you last night, but Father Martin tells me he called in.
Yes, he did. Good morning, Father.
Good morning.
I'd like you to meet Major Conlon. He's an army chaplain and, like yourself, recently wounded.
A great pleasure, Colonel.
Major Conlon. Anywhere interesting? Where you picked up your wound, I mean?
Sicily.
A hard campaign.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't really know. I got mine the first day. A fine view you've got here, Colonel. You can see right down to those steps and that little beach. And all the boats passing. That's something to look at.
Yes. I often look out on that view.
Must move on now. I think I better see you in dispensary later, Colonel.
Oh, and don't forget, I'll be in the chapel tonight at 8 to hear confessions. All sinners welcome.
Now then, Father, didn't we agree I'd take some of the load off your shoulders? It's me who'll be sitting in the box tonight. But of course, you're still welcome, Colonel.
Conlon, you say?
Harry Conlon said he knew you in the old days.
I never had a friend called Conlon. Come to think of it, I never had a friend who was a priest.
That might be him.
Conlon.
I'll save all here.
Dear God in heaven. It can't be. Liam? Liam?
The years have been kind to you, Michael.
Ah, but you, Liam, what have they done to you?
Don't believe everything you see. I needed a change of appearance.
Ah, are you on the run, then?
You're something like that. It needs explaining.
This is my niece, Mary. You remember me elder brother Seamus, he that died in Mountjoy prison?
A good man on the worst of days.
Mary, this is my old friend, Liam Devlin.
Liam Devlin? Sweet Mother of Jesus, I've heard of you ever since I was a little girl.
Well, nothing bad, I hope.
Oh, no, you were a legend, Mr. Devlin. A wonderful living legend. Why, Uncle Michael used to say that you only had
used to say that Mr. Devlin was a man who liked a good breakfast. Now, you'll eat with us, Liam.
There's a call I need to make first. Do you have a phone?
Just through there.
We'll talk soon.
Oh, will you stop gawping, Mary, and get started in the galley? Or do you expect him to start walking on the water for you?
Charbury, 314.
Would Sir Maxwell Shaw be at home?
No, he isn't. Who's calling?
Would that be Miss Lavinia Shaw?
Yes. Who is this?
Does the falcon still wait? It is now time to strike. Are you still there, Miss Shaw?
Yes.
I must see you and your brother as soon as possible.
He's in London.
Can I contact him?
He's having lunch at the Army and Navy Club, and then he's catching a train back this afternoon.
Call him at the club. Tell him to expect me. 2 o'clock, Conlon, Major Harry Conlon.
Is it coming?
Is what coming, Miss Shaw?
You know, the invasion.
We'll be speaking again after I've seen your brother.
More toast, Mr. Devlin?
No, but another cup of tea would do the trick.
I'll just pop the kettle on again.
So, what is it then, Liam?
I'll be starting up in London again.
I'm not from the IRA this time. Not directly. I'm from Berlin.
I'd heard the organization had the dealings with that lot. But to what purpose, Liam? You're telling me you actually approve of what they're doing?
The Nazi bastards, most of them. Their aim is to win the war, mine is a united Ireland. When I work for them, it's strictly for money. Money paid into a Swiss account on behalf of the organization.
And you're here for them now?
British intelligence have a man under guard not far from here at St. Mary's Priory.
Yeah?
A Colonel Steiner. As it happens, he's a good man and no Nazi. The Germans want him back. That's why I'm here.
What, to break him out? Oh, there was never anyone like you, Liam. A raving bloody lunatic.
I could ask you to help me for old time's sake, but I won't. £1,000, Michael.
My God, Liam, what can I say?
You should be ashamed to take a penny piece after all you've told me about Mr. Devlin. You should be happy to do it for nothing. Pass that teapot here.
Oh, what it is to be young. If only life were like that. But hang on to your dream, sweet lass. Well, Michael.
Oh, Christ, Liam, you only live once. But to show I'm a weak man, I'll take your £1,000.
That's fine. Right then. Have you got a gun for me?
There's a Luger from the old days, and I've got the ammunition for it.
Transport?
There's a van in the shed. Only use it now and then, but it's a good runner. You know me and engines.
Now, this is important. When I get Steiner out, we've got to move fast. 2 hours driving. Onto the plane and out before the authorities know what's hit them. I'll need the van that night, but it'll be a one-way trip. It wouldn't be a good idea for you to try and get it back.
The logbook for that van's so crooked it's a joke. So's the number plate. No way they could trace it back to me.
Good. Last thing. I need to take a good look at the drainage tunnel under the priory, from the riverside.
Yeah, no problem. We'll go in the boat. It's only about 15 minutes from here.
Say no more than an hour to look round. Yeah. We'll go around about 5 tonight. Will that suit you, Michael?
Yeah, we could go now if you want.
No, I have to go out and I want to stay reasonably presentable. I have an appointment with a man they tell me used to be an officer and a gentleman.
Your guest, Sir Maxwell.
Huh? Harry Conlon, nice to meet you, Sir Maxwell.
Major Conlon? Oh, yeah. Please, do sit down. I'll have another whiskey, Saunders. Major?
No, thanks.
That'll be all, Saunders.
Yes, sir.
You obviously weren't expecting a priest, Sir Maxwell.
Oh, no. No, I wasn't. Look, what's all this about? Who are you?
Does the Falcon still wait? Because it is now time to strike.
Yes. But
yeah, no buts, Sir Maxwell. You and your sister made a pledge when you were recruited. And now it's time to honor it. Are you in or out? Yes, where do you stand?
You mean you've got work for me?
There's a job to be done.
The invasion?
Not yet, but soon. Are you with us?
Of course I am. Yeah, what do I have to do?
Just a moment.
Your whiskey, Sir Maxwell.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Before the war, your sister used to fly a tiger moth.
Yes, but the raft bagged it, said they wanted it for training.
That's all right, but the field where she used to land and take off, still yours?
Oh, the South Meadow.
Not been ploughed up or anything?
Good heavens, no, it's good grazing land. Is it important?
A plane from France will be using it.
Really? Well, what for?
To pick up me and another man. The less you know, the better, but he's important. I take it you and your sister still live alone. I mean, you don't have any help, servants, people like that?
Servants? I can't get them for love nor money. People don't want to work these days. That's the trouble. Damn bosses all over the place. Yes, that's what I admire about the Führer. Gives people some order in their lives.
Makes them do as they're told, you mean?
Exactly, old man, exactly.
It's good to know you're ready to do your bit.
I'm glad to help out.
All right, I want you to go home now and just sit tight. I'll be contacting you within the next 2 or 3 days.
Oh, we'll be there.
And tell your sister to start practicing her Morse code. We're going to need it.
Thought you might be able to use a cup of coffee, General.
Very thoughtful of you, thank you.
No home to go to?
I thought I'd stay in the emergency accommodation tonight.
Sounds like a good idea. In fact, by the sound of what's happening out there, I was safer back on the Russian front.
Very probably.
Heard from Devlin yet?
No.
Ah, for Christ's sakes. What's the guy up to?
Patience, my friend.
There's got to be some way we can contact him.
No. That's the way he wanted it.
So what do we do now?
We wait.
Well, let's hope he checks in soon. What do you think he'll do?
In what way?
Well, when he finds out he's got even less time than he thought.
Liam Devlin is a very able man, and a very experienced one. I don't doubt he's been in this sort of situation before.
You do realize the conference starts in just 3 lousy days from now.
Yes. The Reichsfuhrer has already reminded me of that.
So you're not worried about him?
He's a dangerous man to cross.
No, I meant Devlin. Are you worried about him?
No, not at all. As I said, he is an experienced man. Besides, why should I start worrying? You're doing enough for both of us.
I'd like to be alone in the chapel, Corporal.
Sorry, sir. Orders.
I understand. Bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
Not as much as I have, Colonel.
We'll have to keep our voices down. There's an MP by the door.
So I heard.
How have you been, Colonel?
Never mind that. You know this must be a trap. The British are hoping you'd turn up.
Then I haven't disappointed them.
You might act the fool, Mr. Devlin, but you are far from being foolish.
The British have been using a man named Vargas in the Spanish embassy. If Vargas is still getting messages asking for more information, they'll be thinking I'm still in Berlin.
I must say I'm rather pleased you're not.
Thanks. Now listen. I'll get you out of here within a few days. The door over there leads to the crypt. I've loosened the grating that gets us through to the river. It'll drop out whenever we want, and there'll be a boat standing by. Then it's a 2-hour drive to a place where we'll be picked up by a plane for France.
Everything organized to the last detail. Just like Operation Eagle.
Yes. But I'm in charge this time. The evening we go, you'll come down to confession just like tonight, same time.
How will I know?
It's a fine view you've got from your window. The day we go, there'll be a girl standing by the wall at the top of the steps. She'll be wearing a blackberry and an old raincoat, and she'll be there at noon exactly for just 10 minutes.
So, I see her and we leave that evening?
We do indeed.
And the MPs?
Leave the small details to me. Now, 3 Hail Marys and 2 Our Fathers and be off with you.
Wake up. Come on, General. Wake up, will you? General. Wake up.
What is it?
Come on. We've got to get to the radio room. It's Devlin.
Devlin?
That's right. Devlin calling from London. Let's go.
Oh, Jesus.
Is everything all right, Liam?
All wrong, old son. We're supposed to be back in France. 21st. Now the great occasion's on the 15th. And as tomorrow's the 14th, that doesn't exactly give us much time.
Is it possible, though?
Yeah. I don't see why not. I'm ready. Just hope everyone else is.
So, he's made contact with both Shaw and Steiner. He's done well.
Sure, but I don't see how he can make the 15th. It's impossible, even for Devlin.
I don't think anything's impossible for that man.
Yeah, but you've got to appreciate...
General!
What is it?
London again.
It's Devlin.
Stand by tomorrow night. Well, Hauptsturmführer, I doubt if the canteen has champagne, but whatever they can manage is on me.
Girl, I shouldn't be racing around like that at your age.
It's tonight.
This is steady on. Get your breath back. What's tonight?
Major Conlon. He's just phoned.
The plane from France will land no later than midnight tonight.
Good Lord.
Major Conlon and the other passenger will try and get here before that, and we've got to get some bicycle lamps and put them out in the shape of a cross and...
Hey, easy, does
it? Oh, Max, I'm just so excited.
Yeah, I can see that. Come on, let's get back to the house. I think we both need a drink.
I love the river, Mr. Devlin.
Liam.
I never tire of the sights, the sounds, the weather, rain, even sunshine sometimes. But best of all, I like the mist that enfolds you like an old grey blanket.
I like that phrase. It has an image, almost poetic.
Do you like poetry?
Oh, I had some published once. What's called in the trade a slim volume. I could make the stuff up at the drop of a hat. And then one day I realized just how bad it was.
I don't believe you. Make something up about me.
Now, Voyager, sail thou forth to seek and find.
Did you write that?
No. A man called Walt Whitman thought of it first. But I wish I had written it. For you.
I wish you had too. Liam.
That'll do, lovely lass. We're here to do a job.
I know, but it's just... Liam, when all this is over, will you be coming back?
When all this is over, I don't know. Perhaps. I'd like to.
I'll be here.
I know. Now, those are the steps. That's where he'll be watching. Now, you know what you have to do?
Yes.
Go on.
I stand by the wall there, 12 o'clock for 10 minutes, and I have to dress up like a spy in my raincoat and beret.
Good girl.
Which one is his window?
I don't know.
Do you think he's watching us now?
Perhaps.
I'm sure he is. I wonder what he's thinking.
Well, if he can see us, I don't doubt that he's wondering how on earth that old sod Devlin comes to be talking to such a beautiful child.
Child? Is that what you think, Liam?
No. But... right now, it looks as if it's going to rain. We better get back to the boat.
I can't tell you why. I just know there's something wrong.
Okay, General. Sorry I spoke.
When... Reichsfuhrer Himmler telephoned. He said I was to bring you with me. He wants to pin a medal on you.
Can't fault the guy for that.
Then he asked about Devlin and Operation Falcon.
So he wanted to find out how his baby's doing. It's only natural.
It was quite obvious that all he wanted to hear was that our mission had failed.
It's hardly started.
Or that at the very least could not possibly succeed in time for tomorrow's conference. But what I'm most curious about is why he wants us to meet him at Wevelsberg.
Just who or what is this Wevelsberg?
Before the war, did you ever go to the cinema?
Yeah, sure.
Then picture a weird and wonderful castle from your favorite horror movie. That's Wevelsberg. Himmler's personal retreat, that... purely by coincidence, happens to be a center for racial research. He also likes to encourage the elite of the SS to use it as a sort of home from home.
He looks after the boys, then.
Himmler is obsessed with King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table, so he has his 12 most trusted lieutenants sit at a round table. His knights, you see. And at their court, they reenact their heroic deeds and give thanks for the purity of the race of which they are the masters.
I take it you're not one of the favored few?
No. But others who are have been invited on the same day as ourselves.
So they play games. Stupid. That shouldn't get you so worked up.
There's more to it than that. Wevelsberg is... how can I put it? It's a shrine to the ideals and beliefs of the SS. A shrine where the faithful can rededicate themselves.
Ah, Uncle Heine's planning something that needs a little of the old Wavelsburg magic to see it through.
It is a possibility.
What do we do about it?
You do nothing, except stick your chest out. Whatever else the Reichsfuhrer says, just follow my lead, and don't say anything about Devlin having got things to the stage they are.
I'll try.
Yes, you'd better. Wavelsburg is also renowned for its cellar, and I don't mean the wine.
I have had such good reports of you, Hauptsturmführer. A pilot of your caliber, you may care to consider transferring to my personal staff.
Thank you, Reichsfuhrer.
Still no news of your Mr. Devlin, General?
Not yet, Reichsfuhrer.
Yes. Well, it always was a problematical mission, to say the least. I'm sure you've all done your best. However, the reason for your visit. Berger?
Reichsfuhrer.
To you, Hauptsturmführer Vaughan of the George Washington Legion, in acknowledgement of supreme valor in aerial combat, the Iron Cross.
Reichsfuhrer.
Heil Hitler!
Heil Hitler. Hitler!
Now you may go. I have work to do.
You still worried?
I'm convinced of it. Berger's presence made sure of that.
What do you mean?
Wavelsburg is for the elite. The favored few, as you so rightly described them. Berger is a comparatively junior officer.
Yeah, not a very pleasant specimen at that. Now, what in the hell do you suppose goes on down there?
I don't know what Himmler calls it, but to everyone else it is known as the Pit. It is where the remains of the Special Ones will be burnt on death. You see? 12 pedestals, 12 urns waiting for their ashes.
And people like him are handling... What is it?
Get back in the shadow.
All your men are...
Don't make a sound.
Yes, Rescue. They know exactly what has to be done.
Good. I have brought you here, Berger, to this holy place before you depart on what I can only describe as your sacred mission.
It is an honor, Reichsfuhrer.
You meet the Führer's plane at Cherbourg this evening and escort him to the chateau. I shall be with him. At 7 o'clock tomorrow morning, the Führer will have breakfast with Rommel and Canaris.
And when do I take action, Reichsfuhrer?
I think the end of the meal might be appropriate.
What does he mean, action?
How many men do you have?
30. All hand-picked, Reichsfuhrer. All dedicated to the task you have set for us.
Good. We are a special brotherhood, those of us involved in this. For there are some who would not agree with what we intend. The war could have been won at Dunkirk, Berger. But the Führer ordered the Panzer to halt. Russia, one disaster after another. Stalingrad, the most catastrophic defeat the German army has ever suffered. Blunder after blunder, and still he won't listen. And so, inexorably, Germany, our beloved country, sinks deeper into the pit of defeat. That is why the Führer must die.
Good God.
And afterwards?
We of the SS will naturally assume all governmental powers. The war will then be continued as it should be. No weakness, no shirking by anyone. We belong to the same brotherhood, Berger. I envy you this opportunity.
Your hunch was right, General.
Now I know why Himmler put me in charge of Operation Falcon.
Well, how's that?
To get me out of the way while he hatched his very own assassination plot.
Well, for my money, he can go right ahead.
But don't you see? Killing Hitler is the worst thing that could happen. At least with the Führer making one foul up after another, there is a prospect of a reasonably early end to the fighting. But Himmler... That would be another story. Can you imagine that animal in total control? The war could go on for years.
Are you sure I can't help?
We're doing just fine.
Nearly there. Just one more brick.
There. Down she comes, then. Steady now. Let her go, then.
There's one piece of old iron. I'm not sorry to see the back of.
What time do you have?
7:45.
Right. If If everything goes well, I'll be no more than half an hour. If it doesn't...
I'll still be here. Off you go now, and good luck.
I've prayed for you, Mr. Devlin.
Then everything will be all right.
They say the fog isn't going to shift, General.
What about the English side of the channel?
Same problem.
So what do you want to do?
I could lift. I'll leave at 10, whatever happens.
Then I wish you luck, my friend.
Well, the trip doesn't worry me. It's what happens the other end that could be a problem.
We are all in Mr. Devlin's hands there.
Let's assume everything goes okay, and I get back here sometime early tomorrow morning. What happens about the Belle Isle situation? Had any ideas yet?
Just one. Possibly born out of desperation.
Try me.
The Führer will be having breakfast with Rommel, Canaris, and the Reichsführer. Berger will strike at the end of the meal. What if you and I and Mr. Devlin join them before they finish eating and tell them what we know?
Well, then we'd probably go down with Adolf. Berger and his chums would make sure of that.
But what if his chums weren't around to help him? At this very moment, there is a detachment of the 12th Parachute Regiment just outside Saint-Aubin, 15 kilometers from Belle-Île. Hauptmann Erich Kramer and 35 well-armed and highly trained men.
So?
What would happen if Kurt Steiner, the living legend of the Parachute Regiment, appeared and told them he needed their services because there was an SS plot to kill the Führer?
Those guys would follow Steiner anywhere.
Exactly. And the Fallschirmjäger have always been notorious for their dislike of the SS.
Could it work?
Only if everything else does. Well, what do you think?
I think it could be one hell of a breakfast.
Now, if you wouldn't mind staying exactly where you are for a few moments longer, my old son.
What's going on, Smith? Smith? What's happening? What the...
You stay exactly where you are, my old son. This thing makes no more noise than you and me coughing. Now turn around. That's right, just relax now. Are you there, Colonel?
Mr. Devlin, your timing is excellent. I was beginning to run out of sins.
A resourceful fellow like yourself would have thought of something. You'd better put this coat on. You won't pass one of the Home Guard in that uniform.
Mitch, come! What's happening?
Well, take it easy now, Father. No one's going to hurt you.
Those two men, what have you done to them?
They'll just be asleep for a while. No harm done. Take care of them, would you, Colonel? You'll find they've each got a pair of handcuffs. One end on the wrist, the other to the arm of the pew.
Right.
Sit down here, Father.
You're not a priest.
No, but my uncle was. That's not too tight, is it?
But why? Why?
Now, breathe easy now. This is only a gag.
I forgive you.
Oh, well, thanks. You're going to be on my conscience for a long time to come, Father. How's it going, Colonel?
I've finished.
We're all set, then.
My congratulations, Mr. Devlin. You make the business of escaping seem remarkably easy.
It's not over yet. Did you look out of your window before you came down?
The fog, you mean? Is it a problem?
I'll let you know in a couple of hours. Let's get the hell out of here.
Falcon, are you receiving me? I say again, are you receiving me? Come in, Falcon!
I'm receiving you, Lysander. I'm receiving you.
What are the conditions like in our nest?
A thick fog. Visibility down to 50 yards.
I haven't seen your markers yet. I repeat, where are your markers?
All markers in position, Lysander.
I can't see a goddamn thing down there.
I'm not surprised. I only just make out the markers myself.
Be quiet, Max.
Oh, it's not the sort of night I'd want to be up there.
Falcon calling Lysander. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Falcon.
I can hear you. You are almost directly overhead.
Thanks for the info. Wish I could use it. I'll keep circling around. Hope things change.
All right, Lysander. I'm standing by.
I need more light. I mean, he'd see the bloody house if it was on fire, wouldn't he?
Of course. Falcon calling Lysander.
Still here.
I've had an idea, Lysander.
I'm listening.
The house is 300 yards south of the meadow and downwind. I'm going to go up there now and put every light in the place on.
That sounds good to me.
I'm going now. Good luck. You stay here, Max. I shan't be long.
All right, old girl.
And for God's sake, put that flask away. There's still work to be done. Oh.
Do you know where we are?
It should be Ashford. I wouldn't put any bets on it.
What do you think the holdup is?
Who knows? But I don't suppose we can blame the Luftwaffe this time, not on a night like this.
Presumably this will make us late for the rendezvous.
We're aiming for midnight. It's still possible. Once we get clear of... Oh, Jesus! That's all we need. Look, make sure your coat's done up, Colonel. Good evening, Constable. What's the trouble?
Accident, sir. Lorry went in the back of a car.
Oh, anyone hurt?
Ambulance is there now. Should be clear in about 20 minutes. Far to go, sir?
Well, about another 20 miles.
I know you go, then. It's not going to get any better.
Mm.
Night, dear.
Falcon to Lysander. Come in, please.
I hear you, Falcon, but I still can't see you.
I've put just about every light in the house on. Should look like a Christmas tree from up there.
Yeah, it sounds great. Pity I can't see it. I think I'll try it. Jesus! You left a few towers there, lady. Okay, I'm coming in.
I was a member of Parliament, you know. I lost my seat to one of those bloody Jew boys.
Is that a fact?
Well, everywhere you go these days. The Führer's got the right idea. He'll sort them out. Set things to right again.
Coffee, strong and black. Should get you back on your feet again.
Sounds great. I think your brother could use a cup too.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Is he often like that?
My brother isn't a happy man. By the way, I don't know your rank.
Captain.
Well, Captain, let's say the drink helps. Please help yourself to sugar. We've got enough.
Thanks.
You're American, aren't you?
Sure am. I hope you won't hold it against me.
We won't. You beautiful Yankee bastard.
Devlin, it's good to see you, you old leprechaun.
How in the hell did you manage to land?
Pure instinct. Colonel Steiner, pleased to meet you.
I can assure you, Captain, I am even more pleased to see you.
And you must be Miss Shaw.
You are welcome.
Forgive us for just walking in like this, but the door was open.
Huh? Oh, it's Conlon, is that you?
What's his problem?
It's his way of coping with the situation.
But don't tell me it's his guilty conscience.
We are both loyal to the Führer, Major Conlon. I think I've proved that tonight.
You certainly have, Miss Shaw. So, what do we do now? We obviously can't take off until the fog lifts.
Taking off's no problem. It's getting the thing down the other side that worries me.
Well, as long as we're there sometime today, that should suit Uncle Heine.
Yeah, but it won't suit the General. We've got to be there by 6. Whatever happens, we leave here at 4 o'clock latest.
What's the sudden panic?
Well, quite a lot's happened while you've been away, my friend. They've been rewriting the rules.
The fact that it is nearly 4 in the morning is irrelevant, my dear Berger. If the Führer can't sleep, why should anyone else?
Yes, Reichsführer.
Although you'd think the air here at Belle-Île might have had some beneficial effect on his insomnia. However, he has sent for me and particularly asked that I bring you.
Does the Reichsführer think this is of any significance?
Not at all. The Führer's health has been something of a problem for quite some time.
But why should he wish to see me, Reichsführer?
Who knows? Some whim or other? We are due in his suite in 15 minutes. With the Führer, Berger, time is everything. Not 1 minute more, not 1 minute less. There's fresh coffee on the table there. Time for you to have a cup before we go.
Okay, chums, time to hit the road.
Is that the kind of talk we should be hearing from a flying man?
Yeah, don't worry. I think the fog's thinning. You'll get there in one piece.
Would you care to put that in writing? Are you ready, Colonel?
Whenever you say, Mr. Devlin.
Right. Oh, yes. Miss Shaw, don't forget to let the General know we've taken off safely.
Of course.
So, thanks for the coffee and, well, you did a good job.
Oh, it was an honour, Mr. Devlin, an honour and a privilege. Heil Hitler!
You know, Miss Shaw, I've been thinking. Now that the invasion is just around the corner, as it were, I don't doubt you'd want to serve the Führer again.
Oh, of course, Mr. Devlin. It's what we've been waiting for.
That's what I thought. I'm writing down a telephone number for you. There you are. Now, you have to ask for Brigadier Munro. No one else. Brigadier Munro. Then you give him my name, tell him you wish to be of further service to the Reich. He'll know what to do.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, yeah, my pleasure. Right, gentlemen, shall we go?
So, you are the young man who so brilliantly organized my security here. I'm impressed. You have done well, Sturmbannführer.
My honor to serve, my Führer.
I think Ober Sturmbannführer would now be appropriate.
Of course, my Führer. I will take care of it.
Good. Now off you go. The Reichsführer and I have things to discuss.
Heil Hitler!
Join me, Reichsführer. The chair by the fire.
A privilege.
You know, insomnia can be a blessing in disguise. It gives one extra time to ponder the really important things. This file, for example. A joint report from Rommel and Canaris in which they try to persuade me that the Allies will attempt an invasion by way of Normandy. Nonsense, of course. Even Eisenhower couldn't be so foolish.
I agree, my Führer.
A Pas-de-Calais will be the target. Any idiot can see that.
And yet you still intend to give Rommel responsibility for the Atlantic Wall defences?
Why not? A brilliant soldier. He'll have to accept my decision with good grace and follow orders, as will Canaris.
But will they, my Führer?
Do you doubt their loyalty?
The Admiral has not always been as enthusiastic towards the cause of National Socialism as I would like. As for Rommel, the people's hero, such popularity easily leads to arrogance.
Rommel will do as he's told. I'm well aware, as are you, of the existence of those extremists in the army who would destroy me if they could. I'm also aware that it's a distinct possibility that Rommel is in sympathy with Sir James. At the right moment, there would be a noose waiting for all such traitors.
And richly deserved, my Führer.
One must learn how to handle these people, Reichsführer. That's why I insisted they join me here for breakfast at 7. As you know, they're staying in Rhein overnight, which means they must rise at a rather early hour to get here in time. I like to keep people like this slightly unbalanced. I find it pays.
Brilliant, my Führer.
Before you go, I ask you to consider one thing. How many attempts have there been on my life since I came to power?
I'm not sure.
16. But I'm still here. Which means there can only be one logical explanation. Divine intervention.
Of course, my Führer.
Now, you better go and try and get a little sleep, Reichsführer. I'll see you at breakfast.
Well done, Elson. I couldn't have put it down better myself.
Is that supposed to be a compliment?
Don't ever doubt it. Let's go and face the cameras.
Herr Oberst, a pleasure to see you here.
Thank you, General.
As for you, my mad Irish friend, I still can't believe you made it.
Well, you know what I always say, Walter, my old son, all you have to do is live right. So, what are the chances of getting a decent breakfast round here?
General Schellenberg, despite its uncertainty, this plan of yours does make a wild kind of sense.
Do you think the men of this parachute detachment will follow you?
Well, there's no problem there. They'll be behind me 100%, especially as they will be going to defend their Führer. No, the uncertainty is what will happen to you three. The SS won't simply let us walk in and take over. We're going to have to fight to reach you. The question is, will we reach you in time?
We have no choice. There is no other way.
Yes, I see that.
Are you with me in this, Herr Oberst, or not? There isn't much time.
I have little reason to like the Führer. And not just because of what happened to my father. I could talk about him being a disaster for the human race, but for me, the most important thing is that he's bad for Germany. Having said that, Himmler as head of state would be infinitely worse. At least with the Führer in charge, one has the prospect of an end to this bloody war.
Will you join me, then?
I don't think I have any choice.
Ah, what the hell. You can count me in.
Mr. Devlin?
That was a grand breakfast.
Now, let's get on with it.
How much further to this chateau, this Belle Isle?
Almost there, Admiral. A few hundred metres at the most.
Every time I come to northern France, it's raining.
You should have stayed in bed.
Yes, probably. The only reason we've had to turn out at such a ridiculous time is because he wants us at a disadvantage.
I'd have thought you'd have learned that long ago.
What's he up to? We know he's going to make you commander of Army Group B. But he could have told you that in Berlin.
And there are such things as telephones. No. No, I think it's this Normandy business.
Yeah. Well, surely we can make him see sense there. Our report is quite conclusive.
Yes. And unfortunately, the Führer favours the Pas-de-Calais. And so does his astrologer.
And Uncle Heine?
Himmler always agrees with the Führer, you know that. That must be Belleil. Impressive.
Very Wagnerian. Castle at the end of the world. He and Himmler must be enjoying themselves.
Have you ever wondered how it came to happen, Admiral? How we came to allow such monsters to control the destinies of millions?
My dear Rommel, every day of my life.
Herr Hauptmann, we have visitors.
At this time in the morning. So, they think we're on 24 hours at... Now, what the hell do the SS want with us? Better tell the men to stand by.
Yes, Herr Hauptmann.
We can count ourselves lucky they're still here.
Just what I was thinking.
My apologies, Herr General. We were not told to expect you. Hauptmann Kramer, Commander 12 Parachute. God. Herr Oberst. Sir, I can't tell you what an honor this is.
I see you're wearing the ribbon for the Winter War, Herr Hauptmann. We are old comrades, it would seem.
Yes, Herr Oberst.
I look forward to talking over old times, but right now I want to know what strength you have here.
35 only, Herr Oberst.
Then I'm going to need every one of you, so let us get in out of this rain and be so good as to assemble your men.
I've told you the facts, the very brief facts. Within the next 30 minutes or so, the Führer is to meet his death at the hands of traitors in the SS. Our job is to stop them. Any questions? Get them ready to move out.
Very good, Herr Oberst. You know what you have to do?
Will 15 minutes be enough,
dismissed.
General?
I hope so.
It is now 12 minutes to 7. Say 10 minutes to reach the chateau. We will attack at exactly 13 minutes past.
You better come in as fast as you can, old son. Like those panzers we all keep hearing about.
We'll do our best.
You know, in a way, we've been here before.
I do know. And it's still the same question. Are we playing the game, or is the game playing us?
I don't suppose we're any nearer to finding out the answer to that one. Let's just hope we have better luck than we did last time. Don't be late now.
Guards everywhere. Looks rather like some weekend SS convention. The kind they used to have in Bayern in the old days.
Admiral Canaris.
Yeah.
Feldmarschall Rommel, a great pleasure. Obersturmbannführer Berger, in charge of security.
May I introduce Major Karl Ritter, my personal aide?
Major? The Führer is waiting in the dining hall. He has requested that no one bears arms in his presence.
I trust we're not late.
Actually, you are early by 2 minutes. May I show you the way?
You know they're going to take our guns off, don't you?
I don't doubt it. What do you say to that, my friend?
Well, they can have the Luger in my coat pocket. That's what it's there for. And if they get really greedy and take the Valter that's tucked into the waistband of my trousers here, then there's always the dear little Smith & Wesson in the ankle holster.
Do you think this is going to work?
Uncertainty at this stage, General?
Not really. You see, the Allies have made one thing very clear. No negotiated peace. Total surrender. The last thing Himmler could afford.
Sure. There's a rope waiting for him one of these days.
And for my neck also, perhaps. After all, I am a high-ranking officer in the SS.
Don't worry, Walter. If you end up in a prison cell, I'll break you out, and for free. Now put your foot down, me Yankee friend. I want to get this thing over with.
Come in, gentlemen.
I trust you're well, my Führer.
As well as can be expected. Herr Admiral?
My Führer.
And who have we here?
My personal aide, Major Karl Ritter. He has further details on the Normandy situation we have already discussed.
More reports? If you must, I suppose. Have another place, Leitberger, and see what's keeping the Reichsführer.
My Führer.
I apologize, my Führer. There was a phone call from Berlin just as I was leaving my room. Herr Admiral, Feldmarschall.
Reichsführer. Yes,
sir. And his aide, Major Ritter.
Reichsführer.
You know, gentlemen, I really do feel extraordinarily hungry. Perhaps one should do this more often, the early breakfast, I mean. It leaves so much of the day for important matters. So let's begin. Food before business.
You know, I've got this terrific urge just to put my foot down and knock that Nazi bastard flying.
Well, try and suppress it, old son. They've set up a machine gun just to the left of the gate there.
Halt!
Leave him to me.
What do you want? General.
The Führer is expecting us.
But, General, my orders are to admit no one.
Don't be stupid, man. That hardly applies to me. Drive on, Hauptsturmführer.
Easy when you know how.
That was probably the easiest part. Let's just hope they haven't finished their breakfast yet.
That track looks as though it might take you round to the back of the chateau. We'll carry on towards the main gate. Get as close to the house as you can, but keep out of sight and do nothing until I make radio contact.
I understand, Herr Oberst.
Time?
7:06:20.
Right. Off you go, then. Oh, and good luck.
Herr Oberst.
Yes?
Whatever happens, it's an honor to fight with you.
Thank you. It is no less an honor for me. Let's go.
One thing about the French, they really do make rather excellent bread. Wouldn't you agree, Major Ritter?
Certainly, my Führer. May I cut you some more?
If you please.
Pardon me, Reichsführer.
I thought I made it clear we were not to be disturbed for any reason.
Yes, Reichsführer, but General Schellenberg is here with the Hauptsturmführer and some civilian. He says it is imperative that he sees the Führer.
Nonsense! You have your orders.
Reichsführer.
Wait. Schellenberg? I wonder what that could be about.
Bring them in.
The Führer will see you, General, but all weapons must be left here. It applies to everyone.
Of course.
Here's mine.
And a lovely-looking Luger from me.
Thank you, gentlemen. If you will follow me.
You better slow down. We can't be that far. Yes, there's the gate. Stop here. Give me the glasses. Much activity. In fact, it's a bit too quiet for my... there it is.
Hey, Oberst?
The machine gun. They've set it up just to the left of the gates. Get me Hauptmann Kramer.
Hey, Oberst. Advance party calling rearguard. Advance party calling rearguard. Do you read me? Over.
It should be in position by now. Try again.
Advance party calling rearguard. Come in, rearguard. Over.
This is rearguard. Hearing you loud and clear. Over.
Let me speak to him.
Are your men in position? Over.
Ready and waiting. Over.
What do you make of the opposition? Over.
Difficult to say. They're certainly keeping their heads down at the moment. Over.
Don't worry, they'll be there somewhere. All right. We're going in now. You should hear our fire in about
45 seconds from now. When you do, move as fast as you can. Over.
Understood. Good luck. Over and out.
Have you got a grenade?
Yes, Herr Oberst.
Good. When we stop outside the gates, one of the guards will come to my side of the truck to find out who we are. As soon as I open fire, you must take care of the machine gun.
Yes, Herr Oberst.
What is your name?
Georg Kneusel.
How old are you?
18, Herr Oberst. Almost.
Are you scared, Georg Kneusel?
Yes, Herr Oberst.
Good. So am I. Right, let's go.
A pleasure to see you again, Schellenberg. Totally unexpected, of course, but what is life without a surprise from time to time?
I regret the intrusion, my Führer, but a matter of the greatest urgency has come to my attention.
And how urgent would that be?
A question of your very life, my Führer, or should I say an attempt on your life?
But that is impossible. I have personally...
A moment, Reichsführer, if you please. Who are these two men?
If I may explain. The Reichsführer recently gave me the task of planning the safe return to the Reich of Oberst Kurt Steiner, who was being held prisoner in London. Herr Devlin here and Hauptsturmführer Vaughan succeeded brilliantly in this matter and delivered Steiner to me at a small Luftwaffe base near here a short time ago.
Why did I know nothing of this?
It was to be a surprise, my Führer.
Where is Oberst Steiner now?
He will be here soon.
This attempt on my life... Please tell me about it.
About 2 hours ago, I received an anonymous telephone call. I regret to have to say this in the presence of the Reichsführer, but whoever it was spoke of treachery, even within the ranks of the SS.
No, no, that is impossible.
I was given the name of Berger.
Berger? But he's in charge of my security here. I've just had him promoted.
Nevertheless, my Führer, that is what I was told.
Yes, General... You really can't trust anyone.
What?
No, don't move. I will not hesitate to shoot, and please believe me, gentlemen, I am an excellent shot.
Are you ready, Kneusel?
Yes.
Here he comes. It's all right. Just wait for me.
What do you want?
Just a little closer, my friend.
Hey, what are you doing here?
That's it. Come on now, just two more steps.
Get down from the cab.
That will be a pleasure. Now, Kneusel!
Die!
You dare to approach me with a gun in your hand?
My Führer, your moment has come. You, Feldmarshal Rommel here, the Admiral, we can no longer afford any of you. My officer, please don't do anything foolish. It would give me no pleasure to have to shoot you, too.
You fool, you can't kill me. It's an impossibility.
Really? And why should that be, my Führer?
Because it is not my destiny to die here. Because God is on my side. What was that? What's happening?
Shall I go and see, my Führer?
Stay where you are. It's probably a visit from the Maquis. My men will soon take care of them. Besides, my Führer, I doubt if the French resistance have any desire to save your life. And even if they did, I'm afraid they are too late.
No!
Don't come! It's not you we want!
No!
Wait!
Berger!
Huh?
Now, where has everyone gone?
The table.
Are you all right under there?
Perfectly. I told you it was not my destiny to die here.
Yes. So you did indeed.
Cover me. Now, Kneusel. Did you see where he's firing from?
He's on the balcony.
Well done. Anyone would think you were a veteran.
Thank you, Herr Oberst.
But it still doesn't help us to get across that terrace.
I'll go.
Kneusel! No! Ah! Just lie still. It'll be all right.
Herr Oberst, I tried.
No, don't try to speak. You did well, Georg Kneusel. You did very well.
Yes.
Herr Oberst Eicht.
His gun. His first fight.
Yes. How is it going for you?
I've lost a few. They've lost even more.
I'm leaving you to take care of things out here. I must go inside.
Be careful, Herr Oberst.
Careful, yes. Cover me.
What happens now, Mr. Devlin?
Depends on who comes out on top out there. In the meantime, have you finished your breakfast?
Yes, I have.
Good. Give me a hand with this table, would you, General?
Right.
That's it. Onto it, Sawyer. Might stop the odd bullet or two.
There's no danger now. They're my men.
So was Berger. You better get his gun.
Right.
And I suggest you gentlemen get down behind the table. That was just a bit too close for comfort. No offense meant, Reichsfuhrer, but if whoever comes through that door has got SS stamped all over him, he gets it in the guts.
Oberst Kurt Steiner, at your service, my Führer.
This has been a most unfortunate incident, General. And, of course, it reflects so badly on all of us in the SS. Fortunately, the Führer sees Berger's treachery as an individual lapse.
Fortunate for all of us, Reichsführer.
The anonymous phone call you mentioned. You've absolutely no idea who it was?
No.
A pity. However, the Führer intends to leave at noon, and I shall fly back to Berlin with him. Canaris goes with us. Rommel will have already left by now. Before he goes, the Führer wants to see you, and the other three. I believe he thinks decorations are in order.
Decorations?
Well, the Führer is never without them, and carries a personal supply wherever he goes. He believes in rewarding loyal service, General. So do I.
Reichsführer.
Far better for all of us if this shocking affair had never happened. I'm sure you follow me, General. Rommel and Canaris will keep their mouths shut, and it's a simple matter to handle our brave paratroopers. A posting to the Russian front will take care of them.
I see, Reichsführer.
Which still leaves us with our three heroes. Oberst Steiner, Hauptsturmführer Vaughan, and the Irishman Devlin. I'm sure you agree, General Schellenberg, that they could prove to be a serious embarrassment.
Is the Reichsführer suggesting that
I
they
am
should...
suggesting nothing. I'm sure your own good sense will tell you what is best. Your medals will be presented in the library at 12 o'clock. I hardly need to remind you of our Führer's obsession with punctuality.
General Schellenberg. To you, the German cross in gold.
My Führer.
Hauptsturmführer Vaughan. I award you the same high honor.
Führer.
Oberst Steiner. You already have the Knight's Cross with oak leaves. I now award you the swords.
Thank you, my Führer.
Mr. Devlin, to you, the Iron Cross First Class. Are you quite well, Mr. Devlin?
He is overcome.
Overcome at the honor of it all.
You have my gratitude, gentlemen, and the gratitude of all the German people. Is the plane ready for Berlin?
It is, my Führer.
I bid you all good day, gentlemen.
Walter, a word in your ear, if you please.
Admiral?
I'm sure you'll agree this morning has been most instructive for all of us. But from now on, I advise you to take just that extra little bit of care.
Thank you, Herr Admiral. I will.
Call me when you get back to Berlin. We could have lunch together.
Thank you.
I'd like that.
Oh, God. Now, wasn't that something to tell the grandchildren, eh? A medal from the man with the bad breath himself.
For a moment back there, I thought you were going to come out with some obvious crack that might have upset him.
The temptation was resisted, old son, but you're right to feel proud of me. Oh, dear.
So, what happens now?
As you heard, the Führer is anxious to get back to Berlin as soon as possible. Canaris and Himmler go with him.
Yeah, I don't think Liam was asking after them. What about us?
Yes. There is a slight problem there.
Yeah, so let's hear it.
Himmler has made it plain that he doesn't want you three back in Berlin. In fact, he doesn't want you around at all.
I see. And you are supposed to take care of us?
Something like that.
Ah. The old sod! And me a war hero.
So, what have you got in mind, General?
The Lysander. A telephone call to the airfield would have it refueled and waiting on the runway within 30 minutes.
Well, it sounds better than a bullet in the back of the neck, but where in hell do we go? I mean, I don't think we'd be particularly welcome back in England right now, and well, Germany's certainly too hot for us.
What do you think, my friend? You're not usually short of ideas.
True enough.
So where do you wish to go?
They say there's bread and work for all, and the sun shines always there. But I'll not forget old Ireland, where it 50 times as fair.
I think you'd better make that telephone call now. Get her out.
Indeed.
I wish you luck, my friend. You are a truly remarkable man.
You're not such a bad sort either for an SS general.
You'd better get on the plane now. Your friends are waiting.
Come with us, Falker. There's nothing for you here anymore.
Ah, thank you, my friend. But, as I've said before, it's far too late to get off the merry-go-round now.
What will Himmler say when he hears you let us go?
I've thought of that. An excellent marksman like you should have no difficulty in shooting me in the shoulder. Let's make it the left one, shall we? A flesh wound, naturally.
Jesus, it's the cunning old fox you are.
Goodbye, Liam Devlin. Good luck.
Now, isn't that just the most beautiful sight in the world?
If it's where I'm supposed to put this lot down, I agree.
Where are we exactly, Mr. Devlin?
Soaring like the eagles we once were above the waters of Loch Conn in the county of Mayo.
How deep is it?
200 feet.
Deep enough for this baby, then. Now, make sure you're ready to inflate that dinghy, Colonel.
I'm ready.
Just remember, both of you, as soon as we hit water, we start sinking. Okay, then? Start the ticker tape. We're going in.
Sound of good Irish shingle. I think we can safely say we've arrived, gentlemen.
What now, Mr. Devlin?
A long walk before us. Put the whole of the night to do it in. My great-aunt, Eileen O'Brien, has an old farmhouse above Killala Bay. Nothing but friends there.
And then what?
God knows me, old son. We'll just have to see.
Well, I suppose we better...
If you don't mind, I'd like to go first. Give me a hand, Colonel. Cave Mila Faltia.
And what's that?
Irish. The language of kings. It means 100,000 welcomes.
Oh, I could do with stretching my legs for a bit.
And I could do with a drop of night air. I'll walk with you for a while. It's quiet now, but you can still smell the smoke. Nothing quite like a bad night in Belfast.
Tell me something. Did you ever have any dealings with Brigadier Munro again?
Oh, yes. Several times over the years. He liked his fishing, did old Dougal.
Am I supposed to take that seriously?
You take it whichever way suits you best, old son.
All right. But what happened afterwards? I mean, how did Dougal Munro manage to keep it all under wraps?
Because only he and Captain Carter knew who Steiner really was. To everyone else, he was just a prisoner of war, a Luftwaffe officer.
But Maxwell Shaw and his sister. I mean, surely it would have all come out at the trial.
And I thought it was only the little ones who were innocent. Listen, Nelson. The Luftwaffe started on London again at the beginning of that year. The Little Blitz, it was called. Very convenient for British intelligence.
How do you mean?
People die in bombing raids. If you care to look it up, there's an obituary in the Times for January 1944. Sir Maxwell Shaw and his sister Lavinia, killed in London during a Luftwaffe raid. As I said, very convenient.
So nothing changes. And the others?
All history. Rommel was allowed to commit suicide. They killed Canaris in the last week of the war. Uncle Heine tried to make a run for it, but took his cyanide like a good'un when they caught up with him. As for dear old Adolf, well, we all know where he ended up.
Schellenberg?
Now there was a man for you, was Walter. Fooled Himmler by saying we'd overpowered him. The wound helped, of course. Survived the lot of them. And when it came to the war crimes trials, they could only get him for being a member of the SS. All sorts of witnesses spoke up for him, including Jews. So he only did a couple of years in jail and then went off and died in Italy of cancer.
But what happened afterwards? I mean, to you and Steiner and Asa Vaughan.
Oh, Jesus, son, haven't I talked enough? You've got all you need for another book, so the rest can wait till next time. Besides, you should be getting back to your hotel. I'll just walk a little further with you.
Is that safe?
Well, you're clean enough if we meet an army patrol. Who's going to worry about a poor old priest like me?
Why do you keep on? The bombings, the killings?
Back in August 69, it seemed like a good idea, but now, well, to be honest with you, old son, I never did like soft target hits. The indiscriminate bomb.
So where will you go?
Oh, my aunt left me that farmhouse above Killala Bay, and there's a job waiting for me as Professor of English at Trinity. Time to get the hell out of this and let those who want to get on with it.
You mean you finally got tired of the game playing you instead of you playing the game?
That's what Steiner always says.
That's interesting. You said Steiner says.
Is that a fact? Well, now, we talked about meeting a patrol, and there it is. I think I'll leave you here, Elson.
All right. Goodbye, Liam.
Now you make sure you write a good boot now.
I'll do my best.
And you can look me up in Killala any time. None of this cloak and dagger stuff, mind. Ask for me by name. They're all friends there.
I lit a cigarette in cupped hands and watched him go, the cassock-like skirts around his ankles, the umbrella held against the rain. I glanced down the Falls Road. The patrol was further off now. But when I turned to take a last look at Liam Devlin, he'd gone. Disappeared into the shadows, as if he had never been.
In The Eagle Has Flown by Jack Higgins, Liam Devlin was played by Frank Grimes and Kurt Steiner by Michael Fitzgerald. Himmler was Graham Padden, Schellenberg David Holt, Vaughan Quint Boer, Father Martin David Neal, Hitler David Halliwell, Lavinia Charlotte Westorham, Berger Peter Meakin, Canaris Terry Malloy, Mary Melanie Reville, Munro Leon Tanner, Carter John Dixon, Rommel Gordon Reed, Kramer Richard O'Ryan, Neusel, Richard Allenson, and Jack Higgins was played by Jack Higgins. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The Eagle Has Flown was dramatised for radio by Peter Mackey and was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Philip Martin.